Egyptians are voting today in the country's first competitive election, a contest President Hosni Mubarak is expected to win easily. Nine candidates are running against Mubarak. Most of them are little known. In the quarter century since Mubarak came to power after the assassination of Anwar Sadat, he's been reelected in referendums in which he was the only candidate. NPR's Peter Kenyon has been visiting polling stations in Cairo, and he joins me now. And Peter, how's the voting going?
Well, Renee, I've been to a few polling stations around the city today, and so far the turnout is quite light. And from calling around to other polling stations outside and within the city, I'm getting similar reports, a trickle of voters, and the usual confusion, if I can call it that, people who have moved in the last 6 years or who don't know where their polling station is, they're not on the list. And those who are on the list, however, are finding it quite easy to get inside. There's not a big crowd. They cast their ballots after checking over their instructions, which includes some new items, such as the fact that there's 10 names on this ballot instead of just Hosni Mubarak's. And then once they voted, they dip their thumb or finger in some indelible ink, and then they're finished. The reaction so far to the voters I've talked to has been basically in two lines. One, exhilaration that there actually is a choice to be made. Some voters said they showed up simply because this was the first competitive election, and they wanted to be able to say they took part in it. And then the second reaction is really more disappointment that the process hasn't changed enough, at least yet, give Mubarak's challengers a real chance.
Well, are there any opponents to Mubarak who are expected to make any kind of a serious showing in this election?
The short answer is not really. There are nine challengers. Of those, two are probably the best known. Noman Goma of the venerable Al-Waft Party, which was very powerful here in the early part of the last century, and Ayman Nour of the new Al-Ghad, or Tomorrow Party. Nour has probably generated more excitement on the campaign trail than the other challengers. But this campaign season, you have to remember, has only been 3 weeks, not nearly enough time for a new face to register with some 70 million Egyptians. An estimated 30 million or so are registered to vote of those. None of the challengers as well can match the money and the organization of Hosni Mubarak and the ruling National Democratic Party. And I should say that Mubarak himself has shown every sign of taking this event seriously. He's done a lot of campaigning. He's presenting a softer side, or his campaign is presenting a softer image of the leader, who is a former military man. They're stressing family issues, his personal side. Most analysts believe, in the bottom line here, that any benefit to these challengers may come in the future. They may get their names known now, and then possibly in some future election they'll be in a better position to change.
Now, a pro-democracy group called for demonstrations today. Are they taking place?
There was one. It was not huge. It happened in downtown Cairo. It's organized by a group called Kafaya. That means enough in Arabic. About a couple of hundred people, as best I could tell. They went off peacefully, and there was also a small knot of pro-Mubarak counter-demonstrators. There was some concern that there might be violence because all demonstrations are supposed to be illegal on this election day, and the prime minister reiterated that last night. But there's been no reports of violence so far.
And there was a dispute leading up to the election over who would monitor the voting. Tell us about that.
It's a bit complicated. Essentially, the Election Commission said no international monitors at all and Egyptian monitors only outside the polling stations. Those are civilian monitors. There are some judges allowed inside the stations. But critics say the most independent judges were left off that list, and with the non-governmental organizations stuck outside, they're very worried about irregularities. I have to say, so far we haven't seen a lot, but one question will be the turnout, because very light at the stations I've been to and from what I've been hearing, but in the last election, a very light turnout was said to be as high as 50% by the government, so we'll have to see how that turns out.
Peter, thanks very much. NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking from Cairo.